If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's check in with WGN TV's Kelly Davis reporting on the goings-on up in Waukegan. What's the latest, Kelly?
Good morning. Yes, the process to extradite Kyle Rittenhouse to Wisconsin starts with a hearing this morning. The 17-year-old will appear virtually before a Lake County judge, and we expect to learn more about the case from his attorneys this morning. But before he can face all of those murder charges that he faces from the shooting up in Kenosha on Tuesday night, Wisconsin officials need permission to bring him across the state line. So this morning just starts that process.
And I've heard Antioch mentioned. Had he been living in Antioch, Illinois?
Yes. So he is from Antioch, and that's where he was taken into custody Wednesday morning. So we say he drove up from Antioch, from his home there, with the AR-15-style rifle, which he then apparently used to open fire during that demonstration in Kenosha following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, and that happened Tuesday night. He was, from what I understand, able to drive back home after that shooting and then was taken into custody the next morning.
And I imagine quite a bit of content from social media, some of it has been taken down, will be part of this case. Is that what you're hearing, Kelly?
Yes, absolutely. There were some new details that were released in the criminal complaint yesterday, and police have been combing through multiple cell phone videos, which really detail the events that unfolded. I mean, a lot of it is caught on camera. You can see it's pretty graphic stuff. A lot of it has been pulled down from social media because of that, but we anticipate that will play a big role in this case.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a good day. Appreciate the update.
You're welcome. Thanks, you too.